T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
Hey, mama said the way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
All right, welcome back. It's Led Zeppelin week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Black Dog will get you started with a big hit from Led Zeppelin. All right, we've got a first-round match in the World Series of Face-Off. It's Andy, the 3-seed, and Phil, the 6-seed. They're going to square off to see who advances into the second round. Andy, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, Bob. How are you doing?
You're doing well. How about you, Phil?
I'm ready to get lit up like a firework here, I'm pretty sure.
You're not feeling it.
No, I'm feeling it. You know, you got to show a little respect for your opponents.
So. There you go.
It worked for the Raptors. We'll see if it works for me.
All right, here we go. The categories are going to be all over the place. Of course, we're going to do a lot of football, basketball, and baseball. There'll be some golf. There'll be some tennis. There'll be who knows what else sprinkled in. But you guys drew a baseball category to start out. I want to know the 19 players in Major League history who have had 200 hits in a season five or more times. There are 19 of them with 200 hits in a season five or more times. Andy, you're first.
Let's start with Ichiro.
Ichiro did it 10 times. Phil.
It's a lot.
Well, that was going to be mine. I'm going to go with Pete Rose.
Pete Rose, also a 10-time guy with 200 or more hits. Andy.
Probably Tony Gwynn.
Tony Gwynn did it 5 times. You are correct. Phil.
Robin Yount.
Robin Yount is not correct. Andy leads it 2-1 as we go to round 3. Major league hitters with 200 or more hits in 5 different seasons. Andy.
Pretty sure Wade Boggs did it.
Wade Boggs 6 times. Phil.
Pujols.
Albert Pujols is not correct. Andy, you can wrap it up with a correct answer right here.
I'm going to go with
5 seconds. Rod Carew is incorrect. Phil, you've got a chance still.
Oh.
5 seconds.
I'm thinking, let's go Ricky Henderson.
Ricky Henderson is not correct. Andy, you have moved into the second round of the World Series of Face-Off. Please tell your family members.
I will tell them. They are currently listening on in my car, so
all right.
they'll be happy.
Phil, good effort. We appreciate your participation.
Shout out to the Valley Center High School bowling team.
There you go.
Thanks for listening, guys.
I hope they bowl better. No, I won't say that. Phil, good job.
No, say it. We hope they bowl better than I played today.
I wasn't going to say that, but I was.
Well, I did.
Thank you, Phil. We appreciate it. All right, the others.
There goes Phil.
The others not guests. Ty Cobb, Paul Wehner, Lou Gehrig, Wee Willie Keeler. Derek Jeter did it 8 times.
I'm surprised by that.
That is surprising. Rogers Hornsby, Charlie Gehringer, George Sisler, Sam Rice, Al Simmons, Stan Musial, Steve Garvey, Michael Young.
Yeah.
Chuck Klein and Kirby Puckett. Those are the ones who were not guests.
I don't think I would have done well in that category.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. I probably would have guessed Rod Carew, who did it 4 times. He had a season with 239 hits, and he hit .388 that year with 16 triples. That's a good year. That's a good year for
Rod. He was a pretty good hitter.
I know. I would have figured he did as a .328.
Number 29, Rod Carew, correct?
Really?
What do you mean? That's good. You wouldn't have known it.
Of course I would.
Really? What number was Wade Boggs?
28, I think.
No.
29.
No.
What was he then?
Not going to tell you.
You have no idea. He was 26 and then 12.
There you go. So there you go. That's how it's done. The matches can be over in a blink of an eye, or they can go on and on. Andy is into the second round of the World Series of Faceoffs,
Sweet 16.
Which means he gets some time off now. He doesn't play again until next Monday.
Well, maybe. We might have him play Tuesday. You never know what you'll draw. You just got to be on top.
I thought we had Monday and Tuesday winners. What are you doing?
They could play Tuesday or they could play Monday.
What are you doing with the game?
We're having some fun with it. They don't always play Thursday, Saturday winners in the NCAA tournament. The next
have
Thursday
some
and
uniformity
Saturday.
So people know what's going on.
Andy, you'll play
that
when I tell you.
That winner plays Monday.
You play when I tell you to play, Andy.
So they have work situations they've got to be able to deal with.
And you'll play the winner of Kyle Coffey and Grant Larimore. I'm at work right now. I've got work situations all the time.
What are you talking about?
I'm at work now. This is me being at work.
You call this work?
It's a job.
You believe that when you're here, you're working.
I'm at work right now, yes.
So this is a job to
you? This is the hardest work I've ever done.
Because you're not that... I'll stop short of saying just kind of like with Phil.
Good.
This is
short.
Really hard for you because it doesn't fit your personality at all.
Correct. So this is
so
hard.
Why do you continue to do it? The listener might ask.
Why not?
I'm not asking that. I'm asking it rhetorically.
I'm like Adam Dunn. I don't really like it. Wait, I do like it. But I'm really good at it. It's like him hitting home
Wait
runs.
A minute. What is it then?
I don't know.
You're not comfortable doing it. You don't when you're driving over here every day. What's going through your brain?
Can't
is
wait.
It like I
can't wait till six?
Can't wait to see my dad or what? What is it?
Part of that maybe.
Really?
I don't know about can't wait, but you know I look forward to it. And then I have to talk.
You get
to
here, them. And then what's it like once
talk,
you get here?
It's fine once I get here.
So you love you're anticipating seeing me
sure.
on the drive over. You love it when you're here. So what's the problem?
I don't know. I'm not much of a talker. Everybody knows that.
Well, but you got me to take
but
care
I've gotten,
of that.
But I've gotten better at it. And when Duda's on the show, I do it well. And
why can't you do it when I'm on the show?
Because you take over. You don't give me the opportunity.
Here's your opportunity. Tell the people what they want.
I don't have anything to say.
Don Pardo, give them their prize. What are we playing for? We're playing for some cash.
Are we?
We're also playing for the potential to co-host the show.
Is that official?
Oh, yeah.
Now?
I love that idea.
Well, it depends on who wins.
No, it doesn't.
If, like, Dan Barber wins or Jeremy, no.
Wait a minute. They're good.
I know. I like them. I hope they do.
Now, Andy did not sound to me like a guy who's – but maybe he would – Andy, I should have asked him. Andy, if you win this thing – is co-hosting this show something you would want to do? Because there are probably people who would not want to do that, right?
Of course. Kind of like me. I'm just kidding.
No, it's true.
I can't say that. Then people will think I'm ungrateful, and I'm not.
You did a show on Saturday mornings.
With Jamin.
For 5 years.
Yeah, we did a good show. No callers ever.
No, one would probably argue no listeners ever.
Oh, we had a couple. I think people enjoyed just saying with Jeff and Jamin. It was a show of sports fans by sports
fans. When
are
we going to get Jamin pulled back onto this show?
It's never going to happen.
Did you watch any of the match yesterday? I've got to be honest, I didn't. I was watching the Cardinals, which I do all the time. And for very little gain most of the time this
year. Oh,
yeah,
I went to church yesterday,
Did you
too.
Watch the Djokovic-Federer match?
Not.
Did you see the highlights? Did you put any investment into maybe the greatest tennis match
like
ever?
It probably was from what I've heard. And I wish Federer would win. What's the point of Roger Federer these days? He gets pretty far. And he never wins majors anymore, which I don't...
He's won a ton.
I'm not going to begrudge him that, but it's just like he's hanging around.
The three... this was a good point that Bob Wischheisen, what's his name, who's subbing for Will Cain, made. Right now in men's tennis, you have arguably, and I'm not even sure it can be debated, you have the three greatest players in the history of men's tennis playing right now.
I don't think I'd go that far.
I don't think there's any doubt.
No, there's no competition for those three. Name the fourth best player.
They can't do it. I don't think there's any doubt.
In my area, you had Agassi, Sampras, Courier, Chang, Ivanisevic.
These guys they'll go down as 1, 2, 3 all time.
I don't think so.
I guarantee it.
Because they don't play anybody but each other.
I guarantee it.
They don't. No. No, I refuse to
accept it. One right now would probably be Federer, 2, Nadal, and 3, Djokovic, although that order could change.
No, Nadal can only win on clay, so bye-bye. And, Sampras is better, Agassi's better than at least Nadal and Djokovic.
You're wrong.
No, I'm not.
I'll just say unequivocally, you're absolutely wrong.
Let's go to the Wimbledon 1997
You don't
draw.
Know a thing about tennis.
Let's go to the Wimbledon 97
You don't
draw.
Follow tennis well enough now. And I want a tennis expert.
Nobody does.
I want a tennis expert to call this show at 5 o'clock today. So go find one. I guess we could find one, but I don't really have time. So if you're listening to the show and you know somebody who is immersed in tennis,
I'll give you the top 17 seeds in 97. You tell me if you've heard of them.
The top 17?
Yeah.
In 97?
Yeah. You tell
quickly.
Me. Quickly.
Pete
through. Sampras.
Of course.
Goran Ivanisevic.
Of course.
Yevgeny Kafelnikov.
Yes.
Richard Krajicek.
Of course.
Michael Chang.
Of course.
Tomas Muster.
Yeah.
Mark Philippoussis.
Yeah.
Boris
These
Becker.
Guys are not good players.
Boris Becker.
Of course.
Marcelo Rios.
Yeah.
Carlos Moya.
Yeah, but none
Quertin.
Of them did anything. Who?
Gustavo Quertin.
Yeah, but
Pat Rafter. We've heard of all of these. You want to go to 2019? And I'll bet you haven't heard of 5.
Give me the 5 after the 3 we talked about.
Well, I'm going to try.
Because I'll guarantee you I've heard of all of them.
Here are the seeds. Djokovic, Federer, Nadal. Top 3.
Right.
And then you have Kevin Anderson.
Heard of
Dominic
him.
Thiem. Alexander Zverev.
Of course.
Stefano Tsitsipas.
Of course. I had pizza with him.
You haven't heard of any of these players.
I know them all.
So these three are beating nobody
Tony
but each other.
Tony Esquanabindo.
That's rude.
Why is it rude?
Because you've not heard of any of
these
Rickles?
Guys. Have you ever watched Rickles? Have you ever watched Rickles?
It's funny when he does it.
He's hilarious.
Right.
When
he's
he talks
hilarious.
About Sinatra. I feel like I'm the Rickles of Wichita.
Peter Cordra.
I wore his jeans.
Agassi,
let's take a break.
Felix Mantilla.
Max. When we return, another first-round match in the World Series of Faceoff. This one is Skinner, the 4 seed, and Mark Sassley, the 5 seed. That's coming up next. You're listening to The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.